I recently had this statement and question posed to me. The apostolic writings make clear that the early church in the time of the apostles did not keep the Sabbath day rest. He goes on to ask, what apostolic writings causes you to think Christians in Bible times observed the Sabbath? Over the next few days, I will address this question regarding the Sabbath. To begin, let's provide some historical context. As I've conveyed over past segments, the first believers were Jewish, and it wasn't until some 10 to 17 years after the resurrection of Messiah did we see the first non-Jewish believers. The first recorded non-Jewish believer was Cornelius and his family in Acts chapter 10. So given that the first believers were Jewish, the concept of the Sabbath wasn't in question. What was at issue was the manner in which it was being kept. Yeshua's teachings deal with these issues. I will talk more about Yeshua's teachings on the Sabbath in future segments. There was a distinct paradigm shift for believers that occurred in 325 of the Common Era. This change was a result of the Nicene Conference and the Roman Emperor Constantine. With the establishment of what would become known as Christianity, becoming the official religion of the Roman Empire. The purpose of this conference was to unify practices and beliefs throughout the empire. Many things were addressed and recorded. As recorded in the Catholic Encyclopedia from 1967 regarding the Council of Nicaea of 325 of the Common Era, at this meeting, the question concerning the most holy day of Easter was discussed, and it was resolved by the united judgment of all present that the feast ought to be kept by all and in every place on one and the same day. And first of all, it appeared an unworthy thing that in the celebration of the most holy feast, we should follow the practice of the Jews, who have impiously defiled their hands with enormous sin, for we have received from the Savior a different way. Continuing on, for as much as there are certain persons who kneel on the Lord's Day, or Sunday, and in the days of Pentecost, therefore to the intent of all things may be uniformly observed everywhere, it seems good to the Holy Synod that prayer be made to God's standing. Here we have the official establishment of Sunday gatherings. There was a distinct bias against anything of Jewish origin. More on this next time. This week, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, Whatever Happened to the Sabbath, to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.